Zowie! Comic books and fantasy TV series have come a long way from the hokey Batman of the 1960s. Today, they're big business, and Boston is cashing in. The 7th Boston Comic-Con begins today at the Seaport World Trade Center. What started out years ago as a relatively small gathering is now a 3-day event expected to attract tens of thousands of people. Holy convention! WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on its roots and rapid growth.
Outside the Seaport World Trade Center, two mere mortals maneuver a lift to hang a superhero-covered Boston Comic-Con banner above the entranceway. Inside, the convention's founders arrange dozens of tables that fill the cavernous space. Nick Kanioff is one of them.
2007, there was essentially no large comic book convention in Boston, and most major cities have a large comic book convention.
Kanioff has been obsessed with comics since he fell in love with his Batman alarm clock as a kid, so he joined forces with a friend to create a convention for Boston. He expects 40,000 people this year. Just 900 showed up 7 years ago at the Back Bay Event Center.
It was, 99% fanboys, predominantly male. This room would have been a lot smaller and there would have been no celebrities in it, and it would have just been filled with comic book vendors and comic book artists. But Hollywood has really put these characters on the map.
Now, comic book, fantasy, and sci-fi TV and movie characters are big business. They dominate the other Comic-Cons around the country. While plenty of celebrities are on the bill in Boston, including Doctor Who star John Barrowman, Kanioff's goal is to keep his convention true to its grassroots by highlighting local artists like Sarah Richard. She does cover art for the My Little Pony comic book series and has taken her work to other Comic-Con shows around the country.
Some shows I feel are kind of forgetting about the artists, but it's the artists who are the people that are making these comics, which turn into the movies, which turn into the merchandising, and Boston, I feel, still puts their artists, in a really great spot and kind of keeps true to that more comic vibe.
There is a greater emphasis on some of these other cons for more in the multimedia, more into television, and kind of a de-emphasis on the comic book aspect of it.
That's Bedford-based freelance artist Roger Andrews. He just went to the San Diego Comic-Con, which is the mother of the cons. Andrews illustrates packaging for Hasbro's Marvel Superhero Squad and Galactic Heroes action figures and says having a table in Boston Comic-Con's Artist Alley helps him connect with fans.
You don't put, drawn by Roger Andrews on the packaging of a Hasbro toy or game. So it's kind of a great opportunity for people to say, oh, you're the guy who does that.
We were supported by these local artists and creators from day one. They were with us when the Boston Comic Con was in 13,000 square feet at the Back Bay Event Center, and we didn't have any major guests. They were there.
And convention co-founder Nick Kanioff says they'll be there this weekend, keeping the comic in Comic Con. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.